Have your festive season celebrations already started? Have you got no free weekends until the new year? Are you feeling a little bit stressed about how you're going to keep your health and weight under control this silly season? Well, on today's episode of the Nutrition Couch, Susie and I chat about the key mindset shift you may need this time of year to start off 2024 in your best shape yet. Hi, I'm Leanne Ward.
And I'm Susie Burrell.
And every week we bring you The Nutrition Couch, the bi-weekly podcast that keeps you up to date on everything that you need to know in the world of nutrition. Now, as well as festive eating this episode, Susie has found a great new high-protein snack that the whole family will love, and we share with you a quick low-carb dinner that you can literally make in 5 to 10 minutes. Now, to kick us off this silly season, or is it? Can we say it is? Is November the silly season? I think we can, right?
Any time after Melbourne Cup is silly season. I feel like this year has taken people to their extremes of stress. There's a lot of financial pressure. Our diaries are jam-packed. We're not really recovered from COVID. We're all feeling very tired and emotional. And I think it's certainly silly season. I know plenty of people, Leanne, who literally do not have a free weekend till Christmas. So I think it is the time to discuss it 100%. And I think what I really wanted to reiterate today with our listeners is that the way you handle yourself in social situations where there is large volumes of food around, it's really in the mind, because it's making the conscious decision before you go about how you're going to spend your calories. And if you go in with a victim mentality, oh, that was all there was, it's a party, I'm allowed to have what I want when I go to the work function, you know, I'm having just a few drinks, I've had every, you know, and you know, the issue is it's not just about preventing weight loss, if that's your goal. Everyone gains weight, and we know weight is so much harder to lose once it's there. So it really is the mindset that you go in with. And if you look at it as an opportunity to enjoy good quality food for very special occasions, no problem. But you know, you really want to decide now how you want to manage it. And so many of my clients at the moment, we're doing this work. You know, we're talking about planning ahead, making a conscious decision with alcohol. And already I can see the huge results. You know, it's been Melbourne Cup Week and my clients have done so well just with that mental focus prior to going to social events.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's all in the mindset, because it's the thought process around this time of year. It's been a long year. People are stressed, you know, budgets are, you know, shopping, food bills have gone through the roof. There's a lot of extra stress around at the moment. Everyone's kind of burnt out from work. Everyone's looking forward to winding down towards the end of the year. So the silly season comes with a lot of extra food. It's a lot of socializing. It's a lot of extra alcohol. There's a lot of extras around, but it's how you approach that. Is it, I get to eat everything I want. It's a treat. I can have whatever I want because I deserve it. Is it that kind of mindset? Or do you go in saying, look, I'm still going to aim for a balanced lunch, even, you know, even though it's a Christmas party, because I know that eating this way makes me feel better. So just try to avoid at this time of the year that all or nothing mindset where everything's a treat, particularly if you know that the quality of the food isn't good. And I had one of my clients literally last night, Susie, went to an event at one of the function areas in Brisbane. She flew down for it and she got to the airport and it was only maybe like 5:15. And she said, I'm absolutely starving. I think I'm going to eat now. We'd pre-planned what she was going to do, but she's like, I think I need to eat now at the airport. We got her a great choice at the airport. She was bang on track. She went to the event and she was like, you wouldn't believe what was here. And I was like, try me. Pretty sure I'll believe you. It was all deep fried food, you know, the usual like spring rolls, fried chicken, copious amounts of alcohol, open bar tab. She had 3 soda water and limes and didn't eat a thing because she'd already eaten before. And she was like, I feel 100 times better. I'm back on track with my goals. She'll hit her fat loss goals this week. And she's like, I didn't feel like I missed out at all because the quality of the food was just crap. And when I eat that type of food, I don't feel great. So it's that mindset at this time of year where if you're going to go into one of these social situations and everything's deep fried, it's, you know, there's an open bar tab, but the cup of alcohol they're serving because it's all free isn't actually great quality. Is that what you want? Or would you rather pay for a beautiful 1 glass of French champagne and leave it at that? Would you rather eat before you go something that's nourishing and filling and enjoyable and fill yourself up properly so you can go to the event and not even think about food versus being like, should I eat it? Should I not? I'm so hungry. Maybe I'll just have a little, oh crap, I overate, and then beat yourself up and feel awful for it. So I think it's the mindset is so important this time of year. But as you said as well, the planning, like if you don't plan, if you make no effort to look up the menu in advance, if you don't plan out your drinks, because if you don't say to yourself, all right, I'm going to cap myself with a drink or two and drive home, you will overeat, you will overdrink, and you very likely will feel disappointed in yourself the next day. And you're not going to feel great in your body. You're going to feel tired and sluggish and just heavy from all the amount of food and alcohol that goes in at this time of year. So be very picky with the things that you choose to consume and make sure that they're good quality and make sure that you truly love them so you can, you know, actually enjoy it and not feel guilty or disappointed in yourself the next day.
I know you just reminded me why I wanted to talk about this topic today, which I momentarily forgot because it's been a long day. So it was actually the airport. So I had a client going on a trip and I was like, of course, travel. And I have so many clients who go to the airport and then just eat whatever is served on the plane, or, you know, everyone always eats at the airport food court. Now, there's never, very rarely anything decent there. Like, I've been in Brisbane recently with you. Like, I know there's a roll at Brisbane Airport, but there's not that many good choices. You know what I mean? So I always know if I'm traveling to take something with me, and I would always go on a flight with something, but that is not something that my clients are naturally programmed to do. So that's a classic example. If you're traveling, you're going on a holiday, going to the airport or going on the plane is not the enjoyment factor. You know, except the food particularly is always high carb, not filling, not even nice sometimes. And often you're starving and it's been a mealtime and you haven't had anything decent. So that's a perfect example of when to plan and don't just be a victim of the environment, to actually say, well, sure, if they serve me something amazing, great. But if not, I've got a better option, or I do know there's a road or a subway at the airport so I can pick up something before I go on. And don't leave that to chance, because that means that when you go to the beautiful restaurant or function and the meal is amazing, you can enjoy it because you haven't wasted your calories at other times. The other rule of thumb we talk about all the time is never go to an event hungry, because if the catering's not great, you won't overdo it. And if it is great, you can taste it and enjoy it and savor it, but not overeat just because it's around. And I think just a little bit as well as that, mapping out the week, because it's so busy. The other thing I observe is that on the weekends, everyone's so very busy, they don't necessarily have that time to plan the meals for the week ahead. So they're perhaps sorted for the social events and learned how to buffer and factored that in. But it gets to Sunday night and no meal prep has been done. So it's just really good to create that small amount of time, if it's your day off or on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday morning, and just map out what meals you're going to have the following week, and then make those provisions to have a few quick and easy frozen options, whether it's a frozen meal, whether it's actually buying something like what are some of the quick and easy things that you might grab? So you might grab some frozen dumplings, you might grab some frozen fish, you might get a barbecue chicken to have for lunches. So you've actually always got it readily and available, because when we're busy socializing, it's our meal prep time that often gets compromised. So the week following the debaucherous weekend isn't on track, and that's where it falls down from a platform perspective. So convenient foods like the pre-made salads we talk about all the time, having some frozen chicken or fish pieces there so you don't revert to takeaway, and that's where you make sure your foundation, your baseline diet's strong to buffer you, because you will, you know, have higher calories food and more indulgent treats at this time of year. I think the other thing on my mind is that foods that come into the house, if you've got kids, there's just huge amounts of gifting that goes on, chocolates, they bring home a lot of things and it's there. And a lot of my mums will be like, oh, but I ate it because the kids had it there, it was in the house. So sure, know that there's extra food coming in, but pack it away so it's out of sight, out of mind. And that's another strategy to keep you on track, because you've already made that conscious decision to not eat it, rather than it cross your path like it does at Halloween, and then get annoyed when you've had it, when it shouldn't have been there in the first place. It should be well packed away by now. So creating environments for success going into this next 6 to 8 weeks, which are really intense, because you'll feel better in your body, and it doesn't mean you can't have the indulgent food. It just means that you're not wasting calories on poor quality because you were disorganized or became a victim of your food environment.
100%. And I really like the tip about just picking up some quick and easy options at the supermarket. Like, is making a meal from scratch going to be better? 100%. But at this time of year, if you've got social things all Saturday and all Sunday, it is far better to pick up a couple of roast chickens, some salad bag mixes, some preheat soups, and a couple of frozen meals from the section, you know, in the frozen food section, then getting nothing and then having to get Uber Eats Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night because you've done absolutely nothing, or go hungry to an event, eat everything in sight, then to be disappointed that the scale went up the next day. So I think it is really important to have those quick and easy options available. And you might even look towards like a meal delivery service at this time of year if that's something that saves you a little bit of time, even just for a week, that might be a good recommendation for you or your family if it fits within the budget and if it fits within the time constraints of the busy week as well. Don't, you know, discount those, I guess, meal delivery companies, because you can get them where all the ingredients come in a box and you cook it yourself, or you can get the whole meal pre-made and literally delivered to you, so you just put it in the microwave and warm it up. All of those things, of course, it's going to be better if we do it ourselves, but for 1 or 2 weeks of a really busy period of the year, those things are hands down okay in my books, because it keeps you on track and it helps you work closer towards your goals until the end of the year.
True. And I just look at the huge amount of money that's spent on Uber Eats. If you buy an Uber Eats meal for the family, even if it's pizza, you're looking at least 80, if not more. You know how many meals I can make for $80? I can make 3 or 4 family meals. You know, you can do barbecue chicken and salad. You can do dumplings. You can do frozen pizza. So in times where budgets are tight, I just think, you know, takeaway food in general is just such a, not a smart use of funds. So if you think of it from a financial perspective and how you can make your dollar go further and improve your nutrition, it's always going to the supermarket and getting a quick and easy option there. But I just wanted to mention one last point before we move on, Leanne. Something I'm also noticing with a lot of my food diaries coming through is that the variety of fresh food is compromised when people are busy. So for example, if they're doing a quick and easy meal, like maybe a barbecue chicken, there'll just be one serve of vegetables on the plate. So there might be a bunch of broccolini, or there might be half a salad bag and that's it. And coming into this time of year when we're eating a lot more salt and heavy food, I can't stress enough the importance of having lighter dinners, but most importantly, different varieties of vegetables on any plate. So it's routine for my clients to not put grated carrots, zucchini, mushroom, celery, onion in their mince. Everyone should be doing that. One, it makes the mince go further and you're getting all your vegetables in one hit and don't even have to worry. But on your plate at any meal, there should be at least 2, if not 3, 4 different coloured vegetables. So even if it means eating a raw carrot, capsicum, cucumber, just make sure at this time of year you're not just going for one serve of salad on the plate, which is just not enough bulk to keep you full, because that's the trick to keeping the dinners at night lighter. So for example, if you're having dumplings, instead of having 10, 12, 15 dumplings and a few pieces of broccolini, you need to have 6 or 8 dumplings plus broccolini plus capsicum plus edamame. So just make sure you're always super loading that plate, and that naturally reduces calorie intake, improves nutrition, and at this time of year will help to keep the salt and fluid levels down in your body.
And that goes as well for cheese platters. Never make a platter without tons of different coloured vegetable sticks on there as well, because it's availability. If they're there, the kids will eat them as well. Other people will eat them. If they're not there, nobody eats them.
So, yeah, just really load up. And that's a very simple way to eat more but get less and still be able to enjoy all your favourite foods. So we'll look forward to you posting your meals and platters to give us an example of all the colours that you're including. So, Leanne, I found something exciting at the supermarket. Very exciting. So I was in the frozen section shooting some content actually on quick and easy meals in the frozen section. And what I find is when I'm going to look for edamame, so edamame, for people who haven't tried it, is basically the soybeans, and they're often in the pods. So if you go to Japanese cuisine, you'll get them served in the pod and they'll serve it with loads of salt, so they taste delicious and everyone eats them. But nutritionally, we do love them because they're extremely high in protein. They're a complete amino acid, which means they've got all the building blocks of protein in them. So they're what we call a whole complete protein in a plant source. Very high in fiber, very filling, just really good nutritious food type. Now, in Coles, they don't stock a lot of edamame. In Woolies, they've got edamame individually and then also in pods at an affordable price point. But these are snack edamame. So you can buy individual frozen packs. They're a pack of 10 and they retail for $8. And they're just individual packs of edamame that you can pack in school lunchboxes or take to school. Now, the issue I'm going to have here, Leanne, is that the font is so very small, I'm not going to be able to read it to our listeners. So are you going to read it for us?
I can do it for you. So per little individual serving, as Susie said, there's 10 in a pack. So the brand is Umami. Umami Whole Baby Edamame Snack Pack, a 10-pack. They're 100-gram baggies, and per serving, they're 483 kilojoules per serve with 12.6 grams of proteins per serve, which is an epic amount of protein for a little snack pack. 2 grams of fat, so very low in fat with minimal saturated fat, 0.3 grams. We've got 14 grams of carbohydrate. That's a wonderful amount of carbohydrate for, you know, for a small snack. And then what's surprising me, Susie, is there's no dietary fiber listed. And for something like edamame, 100% there's dietary fiber there. there. And it would have a really good amount of fiber per serve. Like I'm thinking
4 or 5 grams.
Yeah, 3 to 5 grams at least. And there is some added sodium in here. But as Susie said, you know, everybody salts edamame. It's why they taste so good. So a little bit of added salt to something like this, I'm okay with. If you've got high blood pressure or cardiac issues, I'd maybe be watching that. But 400 milligrams per serving is not the be all to end all, but it does add up throughout the day if you are having other high salt foods. But they're pretty good. They really pack a punch, don't they, Susie? And they're quite portable as well.
They're great. Now, the only downside is they are an imported product. They do come from China, which I know a lot of people would prefer Australian produce. Now, I don't know, but I suspect we don't have a lot of soybeans grown here in Australia. And of course, we want to go for natural local produce when we can, but I'm happy with them. You know, I would absolutely have them. I think nutritionally they're very strong. You can't really do much with a soybean. Like it's not like a processed snack food that you're compiling and adding all additives to. It's basically the bean with a bit of salt in it. So I'm very happy with it. And I will buy some actually and try them, but I thought fantastic. We need the biggest nutrient we don't get when we snack is protein. You know, everyone reaches for carbohydrate-rich snack, rice-based products, you know, all the kids' fruit snacks, and we just want everyone to have more protein because it keeps you full. So for that afternoon snack that's more savory, filling, still crunchy, tasty, I'm really, really happy with it. So yeah, go to Woolies, check them out. The kids love them, fantastic lunchbox edition. Great mid-afternoon snack, great for coming up for travel when you're in the car, you're going on a plane. And yeah, big thumbs up from me. I was really excited to see them.
And ingredient-wise, only two, which is what we love, edamame and salt. You know, what more would you need in edamame? Just edamame and salt. So very clean, very lean, and a good little find from Susie.
Yes. So hopefully we get some more. We like it when there's a new product in the supermarket. All right, Leanne, well, just to wrap us up today, we know our listeners enjoy our recipe section. So this is a very quick and easy one that I've made for many years, but I wanted to talk about it because it uses prawns, and iodine deficiency in women in Australia, particularly around pregnancy and breastfeeding, is incredibly common. About 50% of women get nowhere near the amount of iodine that they need. And shellfish is one of the richest natural sources of that. So a lot of girls, if you enjoy seafood, shellfish, prawns, including them more, particularly coming into summer. And what I do love about some of these prawn products is you can get sort of the garlic prawns already shelled and you can just throw them in the pan and they do a really quick and easy dinner. So one of the ones I love, I do the cauliflower fried rice with a bit of soy sauce that you can add the garlic prawns to as a protein source. But my other one that I love is what I call prawns and feta, which I just do in the pan with Spanish onion, any veggies I've got, red capsicum, zucchini, and throw the garlic prawns in with some passata and sprinkle with goat's cheese or feta. And it's literally one of those 5-minute meals that's delicious, low calorie, low carb, and a very nutrient-rich source of iodine. So check out any of those garlic prawn products in supermarkets. They're at a pretty good price point. They taste good and a really good way for women to get a bit more iodine because thyroid dysfunction in Australia is incredibly common.
And really easy for the family as well. Like if you actually needed carbohydrate like in your own diet or the children needed it, you could easily put some normal pasta in there. You could easily serve it with a bit of rice as well. So very adaptable, I think, as a bit of a recipe base for the family as well. Or if you wanted, you know, to slightly lower your carbohydrate intake but include a few more veggies, you could do a little bit of rice, a little bit of nudi and some extra like, you know, noodles plus zucchini noodles on top of that. So very adaptable, which is what we like to see in a recipe as well.
And we love a 5-minute recipe. That's my kind of recipe.
Absolutely. All right, Susie, well, that brings us to the end of another midweek Motivational Wednesday episode. We would love if you headed to our website, which is thenutritioncouch.com. We've got tons of different products available. We've got all of our product guides, snack guides, takeaway guides, and our recently recorded webinars, which were Hack Your Hormones and Why Weight, which is all about the psychology behind weight loss. So they're all available at thenutritioncouch.com. And we thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you guys in the next episode.
Have a great week.